It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Robert Palmer and Simply Irresistible. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
You're standing. That makes me nervous.
Well, there's a lot of ukulele players in here, and it's always good when you get a lot of ukulele players to stand up so you can make a quick echo.
You know what happened last time we had a bunch of ukulele players in here, don't you?
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't good. No, just kidding. Because some of them are back. I need to be careful.
Yeah. We got a couple returns on that last gig.
So coming up on October 6th and 7th, scratch that, looking at the wrong thing.
Okay.
We do have the Ukulele Festival. It's in October, though. What weekend is it?
It's the weekend of October 13th, going Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's right there. It's called the Strumming Man Ukulele Festival. I just didn't look far enough down on my sheet. I was trying to confuse you with the Golf Jazz Society.
The Strumming Man, that means that if I pick a ukulele, I'm not invited?
We need to talk about that off the record.
Okay.
Well, we have Laura Rushen in the studio with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
Scott. Glad to have you back.
We are thrilled to be here.
And you're not here for Panama City Living Magazine today.
I'm not, but I could probably put that in there also.
Well, that's why I mentioned it. You know, it's a free
Scott
plug.
Scott just wants it mentioned because he's going to be published in it next issue.
And Laura said it's the picture turned out well.
Fabulous.
I didn't break the camera. She did a fabulous job.
Scott, yep, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom is speechless.
Yeah, well... Okay. That's rare. So tell us a little bit about the Strumming Man Ukulele Festival.
This is a festival that the Ukulele Orchestra of St. Andrews, Inc. came up with over a year ago. We thought it was a good idea at the time, and we are now, 15 days, 16 days away? And it's been lots of work, but we have decided this is going to be the biggest and best in North Florida, and the talent we have coming is unbelievable. It's going to be in historic St. Andrews, down on the marina. We have workshops, we have concerts, we have our students from the schools we support performing, we have a jazz brunch, we have ukulele groups from the region performing. It's going to be an amazingly family-friendly weekend, and I have here in the studio with me some of our orchestra musicians who have been heavily involved in this endeavor, and it's just going to be a great weekend. We are really excited to be bringing this to St. Andrews.
Very good.
Did I hear that there was going to be like master classes and that sort of thing going on?
We have a series of workshops going on all day Saturday at the Shrimp Boat. The Shrimp Boat has a wonderful giant space. We will run two workshops at the same time, and four of our artists will be leading those workshops and all kinds of topics like doo-wop till you drop. who knew? Ukulele book, boot camp, blues and boogie. It's just going to be a great weekend. Bay County, Panama City, seems to have become, in the last several years, a real ukulele mecca. It's growing. We've seen no slowdown in the enthusiasm. It's just a group of happy people playing a happy little instrument. Among other instruments, we are an orchestra. I'm looking across the room at a stand-up bass. Mm-hmm. We have all kinds of instruments.
Yeah, that's a really large ukulele.
I was going to say, it's got seems to have the right number of strings, but the tuning's weird, and it's awfully large.
Yeah.
Was this like Miracle-Gro or something? Is that what happened? Okay.
So, Laura, how long have you been playing?
Well, I've played ukulele off and on and other instruments off and on for years, but I found this group almost 3 years ago, it has just been so much fun. It's the nicest group of people, all ages. We have a 7-year-old. We have... people in their 80s, if I may say, and all kinds of experience. It's just so much fun.
And you have a couple of songs for us?
We do, and we'd like to start with one called Panama City FLA. It's one that Perry Shader, who's here in the studio with us, Perry wrote the music. Jennifer Jones wrote the lyrics. Jennifer... Ron and Julie Merritt, and Perry, I think you were around in the beginning too in November 2013 when this got cranked up. Yeah. But anyways, this is a little tune that was part of an advertising campaign by one of our major sponsors, Destination PC, that we wrote and actually won the competition, and it's a
very
catchy
cool
little tune. So here we go.
Go for it.
When the full moon rises and the four winds blow, set your sails for the Gulf of Mexico. Take a pass into St. Andrews Bay, to the little village where the ukuleles play. Take a new look at an old part of town, a precious jewel in the Florida crown. music and laughter and contented smiles. Load up your car, it's just a few more miles to a slower pace, a smile on your face, a happy escape from life's rat race. Come away, come and stay in Panama City, FLA. So catch a train, a bus, by any means. Hey, get on one of those flying machines. Get to strumming, we're down here strumming in Panama City, FLA.
All right. You guys played that the last time you were here, and it's a great song.
It's
I can see why you won.
It's a cute little tune.
Yeah. You know. So you're getting a lot of royalties on that, right?
None.
Jennifer
normally sings it too, so I hope I get it.
Oh, that's all right. You sold your soul?
Yeah.
We have the St. Andrews Ukulele Orchestra, right? I said that right.
Ukulele Orchestra of St. Andrews, Inc., a nonprofit organization.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. That means I can give you money and get a tax write-off.
You know what? And that came about in a funny way. The group had been together for a couple of years, and people happily come to see us. They're very generous with their contributions as we're playing, and we thought, gosh, let's do something with this money. And we formed a 501c3 corporation, and we used the money to provide ukuleles to fourth and fifth grade classes in elementary schools in Bay County. We hope to eventually get through all the schools, and we've also done a after-school program, Girls Inc., but that's the ultimate goal, and we hope to, with this festival, generate a lot of income. I say a lot more income that we can use towards that. And then if we get the grade schools done, or elementary schools, we'd like to move on into the middle schools, because the kids have really taken to this.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll come back. You've got a couple more songs for us. We'll talk more about the Strum and Man Ukulele Festival, and we'll take a quick break, and I've got another song that I need you guys to learn how to play. A little 80s tune from Devo called Whip It. You can put that in your repertoire. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
I, as a college student, often find myself sitting next to cute boys in the library or in coffee shops, and I never know what to say. And so in my brain is that dialogue that's like, say something now before he leaves. And so it always comes out inevitably is, you know, this morning I heard on NPR, but I've actually never dated an avid NPR listener, and I think that's the reason why I'm still single. I'm Lauren Wall, and public radio is my source for icebreakers.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Correct! too late to whip it into shape. Shape it up, get straight, go forward, move ahead. Try to detect it, it's not too late to whip it, but whip it good.
The mix on 90.7 WKGC, a great classic there from the 80s and Whip It. You remember the video? They
yes.
had the upside down.
They had flower pots.
Flower pots on
yeah,
their heads.
Wearing
yeah,
wearing flower pots on their heads.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's when videos on MTV were great, and when MTV played music videos.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think they do anymore, do they?
Not much.
CMT plays the occasional video.
VH1 does on occasion as well.
But I can remember when MTV was nothing but videos. I mean,
imagine
and they
that.
Had VJs. Can you remember?
Yeah,
VJs?
I remember VJs.
Uh-huh.
I imagine
it was sort of like a DJ, only they had to look good.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that is certainly not a requirement
no,
here.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
None of us would be here then. I'm afraid,
we
Scott.
Have let me try that one more time. I'll reverse things.
Should we get him another chair?
We might.
Okay.
Laura Roche is in from the Ukulele Orchestra of St. Andrews. I got it right this
you
time.
Did.
I had too many things going on in my mind at one time. Not enough. Maybe the coffee's not strong enough today.
Multitasking career, single processor brain, that's what we say.
Something like that, yeah. Pentium 1. It's a Strum and Band Ukulele Festival coming up on October 13th and 14th?
Correct, and 15th.
And 15th, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. and Sunday. Yep. So we were talking off air, we were talking about the elementary schools, mm-hmm. Oakland Terrace Elementary being the first of the elementary schools with the ukuleles, and you said they're going to be a part of the performance.
Yes, and we've added three more schools. I don't think I mentioned this. Oakland Terrace is the first.
Okay.
Callaway Elementary, Cedar Grove, Waller, and, of course, the after-school program Girls, Inc. And the teachers who are working with these students, as well as a lot of our orchestra members who generously go into the schools and work with the kids, will be bringing the children to the stage on Sunday, starting at 1:30 with Girls, Inc., and then at 2:00 with the group of the elementary school kids that we are sponsoring. And the kids are going to show us what they've got. It is going to be really a fun afternoon.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about the performers that are coming.
Gosh, the way that came about is we were sitting around a year and a half ago pondering what a great idea it would be to do this. We started thinking, well, gosh, who would come? Who do you think we could get here? We sent out some emails and a couple of them responded within like 24 hours.
Wow.
Yes, we'd love to come to Panama City. We have Sarah Mizell and Craig Chi. She is originally from Birmingham. They now live in San Diego. Her specialty is jazz standards, but they're a duo.
Interesting.
They are the two that will be doing the jazz brunch at Allison's on Bayview Sunday morning. We have Little Rev, who is a music historian. Perry, how would you characterize Little Rev's music?
Well, he does a lot of Lead Belly and like
bluesy
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have Rachel Mankey, who has a lot of stage experience, bought her first ukulele for $25 several
Ooh.
Years back, and was on the Garrison Keillor show. What's the
Prairie Home Companion.
That's yeah. right, yeah.
It is still going on. Garrison yeah. has retired. Great show.
And we have Tamani and her percussionist, Jonathan, and her jazz guitarist, Jasmine. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting their last names at the moment. All the way from Hawaii. Their visit to Panama City will be their first stop on a mainland tour. And from here, they're going to Washington, D.C. and New York. I think that's the order. But Tamani, look her up on YouTube. Well, actually, look up any of these artists on YouTube. Tamani is a force to be reckoned with. If you are familiar with Jake Shimabukuro, who is an ukulele prodigy, who was first here in November 2015, if I'm not mistaken, and he was here this spring at the Jazz Festival in Panama City Beach. Tamani worked with him. She trained with him, and she is unbelievable. So we are absolutely thrilled. And her performance, she's doing a concert again with her percussionist and guitarist on Saturday night, and it is going to be really something. If you think a ukulele is just a little four-string instrument that you play a few chords on, Tamani, and frankly all these other artists, will show you otherwise.
Wow. I'm excited.
I have a poster for you.
Okay,
Tamani.
Good. Okay, good. Absolutely. Good.
Just saying.
He likes posters. There's pictures, very little reading. He's good at that.
Is the St. Andrews Orchestra playing?
We are. We're going to... Oh, I should mention that. I'm so glad you asked that question. The gates open Friday afternoon at 2:30 okay. down on the marina. The festival will open... We'll do a concert. And then we're going to have the Ukulele Underground. It is, I think, based in L.A. Is that right?
No, I think they're in... I believe they're in...
Yeah. It is a... an organization whose whole goal is to spread ukulele worldwide, and we will have a live link from them on our giant LED screen, and we will have a question and answer. It will be broadcast around the world. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what has the response been so far from locally? I mean, have you heard a lot of folks saying, I want to be there, got to be there?
It is funny. We monitor social media fairly carefully as we're trying to get the word out, because obviously we are so enthusiastic about this. But it's fun to answer the emails from people inquiring from all over the country. We've had inquiries from, and I think they're coming, from Brazil. I mean, it is amazing, the interest in little old Panama City. I had one gentleman write me from New Mexico. He said, my wife and I haven't been to Panama City in 50 years, but we are coming to this festival.
Wow.
Okay. So we're pretty happy about that.
Now, what's the cost to get in?
We have a variety of tickets. We have the 3-day all-access pass, which gets you into everything. All
sure.
the concerts, all the workshops, and people who have that pass get priority if we run out of space. That's $95 right now. If you wait and buy that at the gate, it's $125. If you want a 3-day listener-only pass, that's just $35. If you want to come for the day, it does not get you into the workshops, but it's just $15. And kids under 6 are free. Kids 6 to 12 are $5, and then above 12, it's the $15. I think I covered. Did I get all the, Julie, did I get all the tickets?
Yeah.
So you have a couple more songs for us. We'll take a quick break. We've got Van Halen, some weather, and then you guys want to play a song for us?
Sure. We'll
all right. You guys might want to add this to your repertoire, too.
In addition to Whip It?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, got it. Let me write it down.
This is a little unknown tune called Jump, huh? Right? This is the mix on your local public radio station, NHD 90.7 WKGC. Ukulele Orchestra's next. We'll be right back.
these public radio stations have always been a lifeline during times of hurricanes, tropical storms, and other emergencies. WKGC, along with our public radio partners across the state, have formed the Public Radio Emergency Network. Depend on GC 90.7 FM and our colleagues statewide to provide critical and life-saving severe storm information and updates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, before, during, and after the storm. When trouble hits, we've got you covered.
Have you been putting your heart under too much pressure lately? Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and your heart can quit whenever it wants. But when it quits, you quit. Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or even death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It's been a pretty hot summer, and that hot weather will continue into the fall. High temperatures today and tomorrow at the coast and beaches will be around 90 degrees, 94 degrees inland, but it's going to feel closer to 100 with the humidity. Mostly sunny skies today and tomorrow. There will be a few showers around later on Friday into Saturday, and then cooler weather and less humid conditions come in for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. For GC 90.7 FM and HD, I'm News 13 meteorologist Anthony Peoples.
So it is still feeling like you know, summertime out there. I'm waiting for fall weather. I was up in Illinois over the weekend, and I was so anticipating like harvesty type pre-October weather. It was hotter there than it was here. It was almost 100 degrees. It's horrible.
You and I left on the same weekend, and I went down to South Florida and got exactly what I expected. Darn, was that hot.
Yeah, it was a little warm. But we are hoping, though, that in October, like on the, I don't know, nice say segue. The 13th, 14th, 15th, because this is an outdoor festival, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, the Strum and Man Ukulele Festival is coming up, and hopefully it'll be some beautiful weather.
Although it is an outdoor festival, we have a giant tent that we can put flaps down if necessary. But so we've got some indoor activities going on, and I failed to mention when before we went to break, the jazz brunch we're having Sunday morning. That is a separate event, separate and apart. The tickets are $30. Fabulous assortment of food you'll be able to select, and the cost includes a mimosa, a Bloody Mary, or champagne.
So hey, that's not bad.
Sunday morning at 10, and Sarah Mizell and Craig Chi will be doing a jazz ukulele performance there for us.
Excellent. And question and answer.
Yeah, oh, that too. Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm. So you have some more music for us.
We do have some more music. It's not Whip It, but I've put that on the list. And I assure you, this group could do it.
I'm sure they could.
Hear Bob Albers singing Whip It. You know, sure. He does Tightrope. So we're going to do something a little more traditional. Perry is going to take the lead on a well-known ukulele song called Tiny Bubbles.
Okay.
Tiny bubbles in the wine make me feel happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over, with a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the golden moon, and here's to the silver sea, and mostly here's a toast to you and me. Tiny bubbles in the wine make me feel happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over, with a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the ginger lake I give to you today, and here's a kiss that will not fade away. Tiny bubbles in
the end of time.
All right. Tiny Bubbles. I don't know that I've heard that before. You said that's a traditional ukulele tune?
Oh, yeah.
Don Ho.
Well, it isn't. You mentioned when we were off the record,
off the air.
Sorry. That if Tom took up the ukulele, you would take up the ukulele.
Sure.
That's a pretty simple song. We could set you right up.
Well, I don't have a ukulele. Tom, you have one? He has everything. He probably can build one.
You can check those out of our local library.
Oh, that is true.
How cool is that?
That is very
true. You'll have to get on a list.
I just have to get over there sometime.
Don't you have a connection there?
Yeah, well,
yeah, you should.
I'm there twice a day, too. So.
Well, that's good. Well, and I know
the boss.
And we know we have a librarian coming in tomorrow, too.
Oh, we do.
From the Northwest Regional Library.
Hmm.
Yes.
Northwest Regional Library System.
There you go, that too.
Like I said. The first four visits by librarians, he just completely.
I'm surprised they came back, actually.
I am too, really.
Because I botched it for them.
Butcher the name of their institution.
Exactly. Well, we have, you guys have one more song that you can play for us. We'll take a quick break here and get a little Eddie Rabbit and maybe the Rolling Stones. We'll see what we got here in terms of time. And you guys get yourselves warmed up, clear the throats, and get ready to sing your final. All right?
We'll do it.
This is Eddie Rabbit on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, a little Driving My Life Away. 90.7 WKGC.
Driving my life away. tell you when it's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Gonna hang it up when you call. Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams? Yeah, who's gonna plug your ears when you? Nothing's wrong. Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
On the mix on 90.7 WKGC and Drive. Eddie Rabbit just before that, Driving My Life Away. And we have in the studio the, well, some representatives is at the St. Andrews Ukulele Orchestra, because we have the, I guess the first annual,
it
maybe?
Is. Well, I don't know about annual. It's too early to tell.
Okay.
Although we have
That's
had,
why I said that with a question.
We have had some emails wanting to know when and where in 2018. I said, let's get through 2017.
Let's get through 2017 first, but it is the first actual,
inaugural, how about
yes,
that?
The St. Andrews, well, I don't know St. Andrews, but the Strum and Man Ukulele
Correct.
Festival.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot going on. You have some sponsors.
We've had really nice community support. Again, it's just such a wholesome family fun event. But we've got, I mean, of course, Destination Panama City has been on board from the very, very beginning and a huge support to us. We've got, Lights Music. Not only are they supporting us with this festival, but they support us tremendously as we put these ukuleles in the schools.
Sure.
We've got Holiday Inn is the hosting hotel, in addition to a couple of others. We have, Ohana Ukulele. We have, Oscar Schmidt Ukulele, Loprinzi. And the vendors will be there on site. So if you need some ukulele things, Tom. Come on out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a ukulele around that studio somewhere. We just have to root through the instruments and
we
find
can
it.
Get
sure.
you a loaner.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll find one.
Coca-Cola,
yes, is one. Yeah.
Who else?
Oh gosh.
Locals.
Kala. Oh, gosh. Yes, Kala. Kala, yeah. Shrimp boats. Golly, there's just a long line, and I'm drawing a complete
Jersey
blank,
girl.
Guys. Ooh. Jersey, yeah. No.
Bay Auto.
Oh, Bay Lincoln, Trustmark Bank, Centennial Bank. Who am I missing?
Tyndall.
Long list. Gosh, why am I forgetting all this? Sorry, sponsors.
That's all right. Well, you have to come out to the Stroma Man Ukulele Festival on October 13th, 14th, and 15th. Oh, that's Friday, October 13th.
Oh, yes. I should probably mention the website.
Sure.
For those sponsors that I'm forgetting, y'all can go look them up. It's StAndrewsUkes.org, and you can get all the details, all the ticket information.
And how do you spell Ukes?
U-K-E-S.
Okay, that's easy. That's easier than ukulele.
Yep.
I struggled with
ukulele.
Yeah, I struggled with that. You guys have another song for us.
We do. We're going to play one that is not your traditional ukulele song, but it just shows you what we can do.
Stairway to Heaven?
We have some people working on that, I think. But we have Perry Shader taking it. Well, actually, Julie Merritt on upright bass is going to be singing this one, backed up by Perry and Glenn Shader, and it is called John Law Burned Down the Liquor Store.
All right, let's hear it.
Do it, Jules.
Moonshine whiskey ought to be a crime. When I start drinking, I'm bound to lose my mind. Oh, brother God, I get it a few more times. Now what's that smoking? Yawn across the hill. Looks like a secret hideaway we had so many years. John Law done come run us out of here. He burned down the liquor store. He burned down the liquor store. John Law burned down the liquor store. John Law burned down the liquor store. That bootleg whiskey, where we gonna go? Working in the fields all the hot long day, just thinking about our nights we used to dance our blues away. And now I got feeling drink my tears. He turned water to whiskey. That's what the preacher said. Lord, I need a miracle to get me through the day. Oh, muddy water, come and wash my blues away. He burned down the liquor store. He burned down the liquor store. John Law burned down the liquor store. John Law burned down the liquor store. Well, that bootleg whiskey, where we gonna go? Take it, Perry. John Law didn't mind us have a little fun, 'cause when we made money, he would get him some. That joint would rock until that morning comes. But when the money got low, he took me off to jail, 'cause I drank all my corn liquor and I had no more to sell. I ain't had no one to get me out on bail. Oh no! He burned down the liquor store. He burned down the liquor store. John Law burned down the liquor store. John Law burned down the liquor store. That bootleg whiskey, where we gonna go? One more time. He burned down the liquor store. He burned down the liquor store. John Law burned down the liquor store. John Law burned down the liquor store. That bootleg whiskey, where we gonna go?
All right. We have members of the St. Andrews Ukulele Orchestra here this morning. Excellent job. I like that one.
It's a blast.
I would have never thought that you can use the little slide there on the ukulele.
And when you bring in the other, like Amanda Matthews on the tiny piano, our Jack Nichols on the accordion, we're an orchestra. We have all kinds of instruments.
Donnie on the horn.
Oh, my word. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. Yeah. So the ukulele orchestra festival, the Strumming Band Ukulele Festival, coming up Friday, October 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Correct.
How can you get tickets? Can you get tickets at the door?
You can, but they're a lot more expensive if you're doing the three-day pass. But, of course, the day pass or the listener is the same price. But you can also go to our website, standrewsukes.org, and get the festival tickets as well as the jazz brunch on Sunday. If you want to hear us play, we're going to be at Los Antojitos tonight. We play all over the place. We started out at Little Village and occasionally go back there to play.
They'll be at the Place tomorrow night.
We're playing at the Panama City Beach Library for a fundraiser tomorrow night. It's a big group. We're diverse. We're enthusiastic. We play all over and just have a blast.
Very good. Now, what about rain? What if it's a bad weekend? What's the game plan there?
So we've got, again, that giant tent that will hold hundreds of people, and we hope to fill it with hundreds of people. The workshops are in the shrimp boat in a very nice indoor place.
So this is going on rain or shine.
Unless we have a hurricane, I should not have said the H word. We're going to do this.
We're going to pretend you didn't say that.
We are so close to being ready to go. We are ready to go.
We're excited. So, again, give us the website.
StAndrewsUkes.org. We're also on Facebook. I forget what we're just look up Ukes St. Andrews on Facebook. That's where we post a lot of our schedules, and of course on the website too. So.
And of course, you said the vendors will be there. So
if you want to pick up
a ukulele, for
going
example,
going to be a very nice selection of different ukuleles. If you want to come try them out.
And raffle tickets.
Oh, my
auctions.
Word. Yeah. It's just going to be a blast.
So it's really a festival.
It is.
I mean,
absolutely.
It really is a festival.
And this came to us. A bunch of us went down to a wonderful event in Tampa last year to see what they did. And we came away thinking, that was fun, all in one place in a hotel, but let's do a traditional outdoor festival. And so here we are.
That's awesome.
This is an enthusiastic group, may I say.
Well, it sounds great. We're glad that you're in. I'm glad we got our nice little setup here, Tom. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's what we pay
you
for.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, we have Gulf Coast State College Corporate College in Bay County Citizens Academy, along with Chelsea from the Northwest Regional Library System.
No, that would be Kelsey.
It still says Chelsea on my thing, or is it spelled with a C?
No,
I don't
know
either way.
She has a good sense of humor about it. She already knows that we've been
butchering her name. Okay,
yes.
Kelsey, my bad. Mm-hmm. I'm not good with names anyway. I can't remember my own most of the time. Well, we appreciate y'all coming
Scott.
In. We're going to get this, posted on our website. Brandon has
awesome.
Got some pictures that he's going to put up there, and we will put the music up there as well. So check it out on WKGC.org.
Thanks.
We'll have you back in. Thank you all for coming in. I'm going to leave you with some music from Billy Joel and Uptown Girl on 90.7 WKGC.